Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we lift you up, Lord. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. And we give you all the glory, God, all the praise and all the honor, Lord God. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord God, and bow before your throne, Lord God. We just want to come to you as humbly as we know how, Father God, giving you, Lord God, what's due to you, God, what we owe to you, Father God, because, Lord, we can never thank you enough, neither can repay you for all that you have done for us, Lord God. So, Lord, we want to give you, Lord God, exactly what you deserve, God. That's our best praise and worship, God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we glorify your name, Lord God. We acknowledge you, God, for being who you are within our life, Lord God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Heavenly Father. You are greatly to be praised, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that sits on the throne of heavens and earth as your footstool, Lord God. You are our provider, our way maker, our keeper, our sustainer, Father God, our healer, our comfort, our savior, and our redeemer, Lord God. Lord, you are all things to us, Father God, and all things for us, Lord God. And we just lift you up on tonight and give you blessings on tonight, Father God. Oh God, you are worthy, Father God, and you are greatly to be praised. And we pay our respects to you on tonight, Lord God. To you, Lord God, wearing these boots, Father God, because we know, Lord God, there is nothing that we have done on our own. It's all because of you, God. And we give you credit where credit is due, Lord God. We wanted to give thank you on tonight, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for keeping us all through the night, Lord God, as we slept, God. There was no robbers and murders and no death angels. Thank you on this morning, Lord God, for letting us wake up, Lord God, to see another day, Father God, putting breath within our body. We wanted to give thank you, Lord God, for the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, the food on our table, God. Even the transportation that you provide for us, God. Thank you on today, Father God, for showing us favor, God, and allowing us to have favor with men, God. Thank you on today, God, for your graces and your mercy, God. Thank you on today, Father God, for your forgiveness, for your kindness, for your love, Lord God. Thank you on today, Father God, for the very sacrifice you made for us, God, the price that you paid for us, Lord, when you gave us Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus on tonight, Lord God. You gave us your only begotten Son, Lord God, that we may be free from it all, Lord God. That we not may only be free from it all, Lord God, but we may live in perfect peace, God. In every area of our life, Lord God, we want to tell you that we appreciate that perfect peace, Lord God, that you made possible for us, Lord God, to have. Lord, even in the midst of the chaos and the storms, Lord God, that these things won't rile us up, God, or cause us to be easily moved or disturbed, Lord God, or miscombobulated. We wanted to get thank you on today, God, because you are the one, Lord God, that can come and calm that storm. You are the one, Lord God, that can come in, Lord God, and sort some things out of you with clarity and understanding, Father God, that we won't have so much disruption, Lord God, and get consumed, Lord God, by the worries and cares of this life, Father God, getting wrapped up and caught up in, Lord God, the things of this earth, Father God, where we can't focus on what we need to focus on, Father God, as your word tells us to set our affections on the above. Keep our minds stayed on you. Think on those things, God, that are good, that are true, that are lovely, and of a good report, God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you on tonight, Father God, for in the midst of it all, helping us to see clearly, Lord God, giving us the understanding that we need, Father God, so that we can allow you to be you and you won't be us, God. We want to tell you thank you on today, Father, for showing us the air in our ways, Father God, so that we won't be in your way, God, but we can step back, move to the side, allow you to get past, God, because we know, Lord God, that you are about your business, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, you can't handle your business, Lord God, and we are in your way, and we got your hands tied up, God, and doing things, Lord God, we think and believe is right when it's not, Lord God, so, oh God, we come before you right now, we open ourselves unto you, Lord God, that you may show us, Lord God, what it is you want us to see, Father God, what it is you want us to do, and how you want to do it, Lord God, in your time, God, prepare our hearts and give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, that we make a team, Lord God, to be willing and obedient, Lord God, to do your word, God, in your will, your way, your plan, God, how you want it to be done on today, Father God. Oh, God, we come before you this morning, Lord God, and we present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, God, holy and acceptable unto you, that we may be pleased in your sight, God. And, Lord, if there's anything that's not like you, Lord God, we ask and give you permission to remove it, God. Take it all away, God, so there's nothing left but you, Lord God, because we want you to be able, Lord God, to have the room that you need to enter in. We want you to continue, Lord God, to come in and consume us and fill us up, Lord God, with all those things that are of you, God, all those things that we need, God, all the things that are necessary, Father God, in order for us to continue, Lord God, to grow, flourish, and thrive and mature, Lord God, as we continue on in this life, Lord God, and we follow you, Lord God, as we become, Lord God, the disciples, Lord God, that you have called for us to be, the servants, Lord God, the men, the women, Lord God, that you have already preordained and predestined for us to be, Father God. So here we are, Lord God. We stand before you, God, with our hearts open wide and our arms open wide, Lord God, ready to embrace and accept the more of you, God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to teach us, Lord God, that we may continue, Lord, to learn, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to give us the wisdom, Lord God, even as you allow some things to be shared with us, Lord God, that we, Father God, won't take it in our own understanding, God, but yours on today, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to move the scales of our eyes and uncork our ears, that we can hear the Spirit is saying to the church, God. Lord, continue to order our steps and direct our path, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to lead us and guide us and show us today, God. Oh, God, continue to make it right, Lord God, because we can't get it right on our own, because your words is our righteousness that fills the grass, God. So we come to you today, God, acknowledging all of your ways, God, seeking after you, your kingdom, and your righteousness, Lord God, so that you can make it right in us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, complete the work that you have begun in us, God. We know it's a great work that you have begun, Father God. God, continue, Lord God, to go down to the depths of our hearts and pits of our soul, Father God. If there be anything hidden, Lord God, we ask that you will expose and show your light, God. Oh, God, continue to help us to walk in truth, Father God. If by chance, Lord God, there be anything, Lord God, that we have distorted, Lord God, or perceived, Father God, or even, Lord God, come calm and convince ourselves to be this one way, God, and it's not, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking us today, Father God, that you will let the truth, God, be revealed, Lord God. And again, Lord God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, because we want to be true, God, in all things. True before you, God, true to ourselves, and true to one another, Father God, that we may be free, Father God, and that we may be able to receive that perfect peace that you have for God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you would do it all today, Father God, so that you may continue, Lord God, to bring some things to fruition, some things, Lord God, can be manifested, Lord God, things that you have already spoken to us, God, that it can be done the way that you want it to be done, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you would help us on today, God, because we cannot do it on our own, God. We ask for your help on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, it's nothing that we can do without you. We asking you to help us on today, Father God, because we want to get it right, Lord God. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We truly do, Lord, desire to make you smile, Father God, and Lord God, not just for stuff, Father God, but because we want to hear good and well done, my faithful servant, Lord God. Oh, God, we want you to continue, Lord God, to take us in the way that we should go. Continue, Lord God, to guide us and instruct us, Lord God. We come into you right now, Lord God, and we seek you for your help, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that our help, it comes from you, Lord God. So we are looking up above, Father God, and setting our eyes on you, God, that we may see the way, Lord God, because we don't want to go to the right or to the left, God, and we should not look going backwards, God. And we definitely ain't trying to get stuck, Father God. We definitely, Father God, not even trying to go in a cycle or a merry-go-round, Lord God. So God, touch us on today, Father God. Us, your people, God, because we need you, God, in more ways than one, Father God. And we know that we cannot do it without you, Lord God. So right now, Father God, we welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you, Father God, to enter in and have your way, God. We invite you in, Lord God, into our hearts and our homes, Lord God. We invite you into our minds, Lord God. We invite you into our situations and circumstances. We invite you into our relationships, God. We invite you into our thoughts, God, and our conversations on today, Father God. And we ask that you will be in the midst, Lord God, and that your spirit will be present, Father God, so that we, Lord God, will know which way we should go, God, and what to do, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you on today, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for everything that you are doing for us, Lord God, because we know that you don't do it, Father God, because we earn it, we still deserve it, but because you love us, God, and we thank you for loving us so much, God. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us in spite of us being us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your love is not separated from us, Lord God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you on today, God. Oh, God, there is nobody greater than you, God. Nobody can compare, compete, or measure up to you, God. There's nobody else who can do us like you can. As much as you do for us, God, even when you do it for us, God, because your timing is so perfect, God, it's always right on time, Father God, and sometimes, God, it comes unexpectedly, Lord God, and it happens suddenly, Lord God, and we just want to tell you thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, for doing as you do best, as you see fit, because you, God, you always know what's best for us, Lord God. So, Lord God, continue to do what you do in our lives, Lord God, each and every one of us, God. And may we continue, Lord God, to be open and willing, Lord God, to allow you, Lord God, to have the access that you need in every area of our life, Father God, because we know that you are a gentleman, Lord. You will not force your way in, Father God, but you will stand at the door, and you are not, Lord God. But, Lord God, we are letting you know right now that you are welcome, Lord, to enter in and have your way, God. That you may come in, Lord God, and do as you see fit, God, what is necessary, Lord God.
Because you know what's best for God. And we know, Lord God, all things that you do is intention and purpose on purpose for the plan that you have for God, which you already preordained and predestined, Father God. So today, Lord God, we take our hands off of God. We step back and move to the side, God, and we acknowledge you, Lord God, that we may follow the way that you say that we should go on today, Father God. Oh God, we are grateful and thankful to you, Father God, for every blessing, every miracle, sign, and wonder, God. All of your healing, all of your comfort, God, all of your peace, God, that you give us each and every day, Father God, because we cannot attain any of these things on our own, God, for being our joy, for being our strength, God. Oh Lord, we bless you on today, God. How great you are, God. How magnificent, God. How marvelous, how wonderful, Lord God. And we just glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God, and we lift you up, God, because you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God, and you get the credit, God. It is all for your glory, Lord God. And we magnify your name on today, Father God, because we know, God, there's nobody else that's like you, God. Nobody else can do what you do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your words of encouragement. We thank you for the testimonies, Father God, that we may know, Lord God, that you are who you are, God. You can do exactly what you say you're going to do, Lord God, because, Lord, you have no respect of persons. What you do for one, you do for the other, God. So when you say you're going to work it out and you're going to shift some things and move some things out the way, God, is just as you say on today, Father God. All we need to do is be still and know that you are God. So, Lord God, help us to be still, God. Help us not to be busybodies, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, continue to stay sober and vigilant on today, God, not just to be mindful of things taking place, God, but to be mindful of ourselves, God, and we will self-approve, God. That we, Lord God, will make sure that we are walking upright in circles, taking hold of a standard to you, Lord God, that we are presenting ourselves holy, God, a presentable sacrifice, Lord God, unto you, Lord God, that we may be temples that you can dwell in, Lord God. We want you to dwell here, Lord God. We don't want your spirit, Lord God, to be without us, Lord God. We need your spirit, Lord God. We need your spirit, Lord God. So, Lord, shower down on us today. Outpour it. We're asking for it, Lord God. And we ask that we will have the ears to hear. Because we know, Lord God, you're speaking. You're telling us these things. You're sharing with us, Lord God. Because you say you won't allow anything to come upon us unaware, Lord God. Because we know that you want what's best for us, God. So, on today, Father God, have your way into rain, Lord God. Our ears are open, our hearts are open, Lord God. God, I ask right now that you would touch all your people today, God. Remove any hardness, any stubbornness, any stiffness, God, that prevents you from entering in, that keeps you from being able, Lord God, to speak within us, Lord God, so that we can hear you clearly and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today, God. Oh, God, may your people, Lord God, open up wide unto you, Lord God, because you already know what's there anyway, Lord God, but you want us to come willingly, Lord God, to you, Lord God, bow before your throne, humbling ourselves at your feet, God. So may your people bow down before your throne. May they kneel before you in humility and meekness on today, God. Welcome you to entering that, having your way, Lord God. Coming to you, Lord God, with the heart of repentance, Lord God. Coming to you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive them, Father God. And what must they do to be saved, Father God? Turning and changing on today, Lord God. Continue to give us the heart of forgiveness and absolutions. God, Lord God, help us to be true and genuine in all things on today, Father God. Accept the unacceptable and forgiving the unforgivable, Father God. Standing true, God. Because you are a God of truth, Lord God. So let your truth continue to develop on it inside of us, God. And we may even be true to ourselves on today, Father God. Not wearing any mask or any chameleon suits, Lord God. Not, Father God, even painting over, Lord God, what is, God. But accepting what is, God. But an expectation, God, for what will be, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we surrender all to you once again and laying at your feet, God, all things, Lord God, knowing and unknowing, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that you, oh God, can do all things and there's nothing impossible for you, God. It's not too hard for you, God. Your arms are not short of me, Lord. It's like, God, you can do it to them above all you ask, you can even imagine, Lord God. It's not beyond your power and not far past your reach, Lord God, but it's within the power of your hand, because you said all things are in your hand, God. So we lay it at your feet and we put it in your hands because your hands are the best place to be. The best hands to put it in, Lord God, because you are the potter, Lord God. And at your feet, Lord God, that we will not exalt anything higher than you, God. And lift you up, Lord God, because we know there's nothing and nobody greater than you, but more powerful than you, God. There is only one you, God. We confess that you are the one and only true living God. And nobody else, Lord God, can do for us what you do or do us like you can. And we just want to say you thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, right now for, Lord God, for everything that you've already done. We thank you, Lord God, right now for what you're in the midst of doing, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do, Lord. God, continue to touch your people on today. May they continue to encourage, thank God. May they continue, Lord God, to be more and more grateful, more and more thankful, God, for all things that you do, God, because it could be worse, God. And you don't have to do what you do. You owe us nothing, God. You're obligated, but you do these things because you love us. Sometimes you want to prove yourself, God. You want to allow your people to have the assurance you need. You let things happen, Lord God, with your mercy and your grace, whichever it may be, Father God. May we all continue, God, to be grateful. And to be thankful and to be appreciative for all that you do, Lord God. Even in our challenges of what we experience, Lord God, because we know God is intentionally purpose on purpose, and it's all a part of your grand master plan. So may we continue, Lord God, to learn what you want us to learn as you teach us, Lord God, through our experiences, Lord God. And we just want to say your thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I ask on tonight that you continue to see about your people, God. Touch each and every individual that we call out by name, God. All those, Lord God, that's on our heart, Lord God, you put before our face and we have known by name. Every prayer that's on the altar, God, even the prayers in the prayer wall, God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to see about your people. Continue, Lord God, to answer the prayers, Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and your timing, Lord God, in their right season. God, give your people, Lord God, the patience of waiting on you, Lord God, with anticipation and expectation, but anxious for nothing, Father God. Now wait. Wavering in their faith, Father God, but holding steadfast, Lord God. Father God, believing and hoping, Lord God, what they don't see, Father God, because we know that we serve an invisible God, Lord God. And just because we have not seen it yet, God, does not mean it's not going to happen. But it's according to your will, your purpose, and your timing, Lord God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for what you're about to do with all the lives of your people, God, and how much that you're going to do it, Father God, and when you're going to do it, Father God, and we're going to know, Lord God, there's nothing and nobody else but you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we give you the praise and thanks in advance, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Cover us and wash us in your blood, Lord God. Continue to cleanse us and purify us on today, Lord God. Cover us from any transplanted spirits and the familiar spirits, God. And again, Lord God, may we be fully on the arm from the front of our heads to the soles of our feet, keeping your word of truth before us, Lord God, that we may continue, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, and withstand in the times of the time of evil, Lord God. Stand against the wickedness, Lord God. Resisting the devil that he may flee, Lord God. Even when it comes to confrontation, Lord God. May we allow your spirit, Lord God, to activate in us, Lord God. And we'll have the self-control. That we, Lord God, will be calm, Lord God. And keep our integrity, Father God. We won't speak anything, Lord God, out of our mouth. And Lord God, if we speak nothing but the truth, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, with that confidence and courage that we need. And we may continue to stand up for you, God, in you, Lord God. And the truth, Lord. Oh, we bless you once again, Lord God. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to touch Jamaica, Lord God, and any surrounding areas, Lord God. Touch the families and those affected, Lord God, by this massive storm that has come, Lord God. Comfort your people on today, God. Anybody who has experienced the loss, and ask you to wrap your arms around them on today, Father God. And they will not be angry with you, Lord God, or angry with anybody else, but know, Lord God, is. Lord God, a purpose for everything that happens and takes place on today. God, touch those who have lost a loved one, Lord God, that has passed away recently, Lord God. I'm asking you to give them the comfort and the peace that they need, God. Those who simply just been separated, Father God, and estranged from that loved one, Father God. I'm asking you to continue to comfort them and give them peace on today, God. Continue to touch our children. Continue, Lord God, to touch our moms and dads, our sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, cousins on today, God. Our spiritual family on today, God. The wives and husbands and wives, Lord God, even now and to come. And I pray your covering and protection and pleading the blood of Jesus over your people on today, God. And thank you in advance for your protection, Lord God. Lord God, continue to touch your people on today. May they continue, Lord God, to seek you as they provide, Jehovah Jireh, as you are, God, because you are the one that provides, Lord God. You are the one that supplies and meets all of our needs, Lord God. So, God, may your people know, God, may they put their trust in you, Lord God, to provide and supply and meet all their needs, God. And know, Lord God, that your arms are not short and neither are they slack, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you once again. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. We love you, we appreciate you, God, and we give you all the glory, Lord, all the praise and all the honor. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.